My name is Jackie Anderson, and I'm the executive director at Feeding Wisconsin.
So let's, I guess, just sort of set things up with a brief explanation of what is going to transpire November 1st regarding what I think we can just refer to as SNAP benefits and how many Wisconsin households that might impact.
Yeah. So starting November 1st, SNAP benefits will be delayed per the government shutdown. So in Wisconsin, that's about 700,000 participants. Of the 700,000, it's about 300,000 children and about 182,000 seniors out of that 700,000 of people who will be impacted.
If you don't have these figures ready to hand, that's fine. But roughly, how much, what does the weekly or monthly allowance look like?
So it varies tremendously based on income levels, family members. I can tell you how much we pay for SNAP participants per month, just to give you an idea of what that looks like. So the federal government currently now pays about $112 million to cover SNAP benefits for those 700,000 people. And each recipient receives a different amount, again, based on many, many variables.
That in mind, I'm going to guess that your organization and the people you work with have been pretty busy the last couple of weeks. I guess, for lack of a better term, getting contingency plans in place. Maybe talk about that a little bit and what the expectations are.
So the past couple of days, I can't even go the past couple of weeks because things have changed even for a past couple of weeks ago. But over the weekend and the end of last week, our biggest focus was really focusing on the messaging of using your SNAP benefits. So we're really trying to get the word out that if you have a SNAP balance from October, you absolutely can use that in the month of November. There was a lot of confusion around that, and many people were trying to use their SNAP benefits or, trying to stock up. And just know that if you have a balance, it is available through November. You will be able to use that. So that has been our biggest piece around messaging. In terms of what you were alluding to, the stocking up, we know already that more people are going to be coming to our food banks and our food pantries. So, because of that, we're already, I will say people have been incredibly generous so far. We've got a lot of new donations that have come in because we also have a lot of new neighbors coming into our food pantries that have never come before. So, people who maybe would only come once a month are now we're seeing them, much more often. So that is the trend that we're seeing over the past week. So our food banks and our pantries are doing what we can to get us as much donation, food donated coming in as possible.
Once the SNAP balance that folks have and are able to use in November is gone, talk a little bit about what that is going to mean, I guess, on the ground in the pantries and food shelves and for your organization.
Yeah, so it's going to mean for my organization, speaking around advocacy, we're working really hard with our state legislators to figure out if there is a solution to be able to help, with some of the funding or potential new food. Like we're in many, many conversations around that. And our food pantries and banks are, they're going to have to ration it up. And that could mean additional distributions. It could mean, additional food that they get that they weren't normally receiving that has to get out the door. So, the most important piece, though, I will say, is if a listener out there is thinking about what can I do to help the situation, funding a food bank or pantry is the best bet because they have purchasing power and can purchase a lot more than, donating a box of pasta, let's say, which is appreciated, but you're going to get more money, more bang for your buck if you actually donate to a pantry or food bank.
State Senate President Mary Felskowski on Sunday on WISN said there's not a role for the legislature to fund this federally funded program. Absent that, I mean, I guess you would love to have people reaching out to their congressional representatives and trying to get the ball moving on ending the shutdown.
And that is exactly our advocacy effort as of today, is especially if you work at a pantry or volunteer at a pantry, let your legislators know what you're seeing. Because I'll give you an example of Feed My People in Eau Claire just on Friday. Normally in their distribution, they have about 350 people max. So that's like the max that they have. On that one day, they already had 500. Those are the stories that we need to tell our legislators so that we know, so that they understand that the need is there. We also know we've got a $2 billion surplus. That's a rainy day fund. And we have a $4.4 billion surplus as the state. So the funding is there if we choose to actually implement that and use some of it to help these SNAP folks.
Anything else relevant on all of this that I haven't asked you about that, that bears mentioning today?
So, I mean, if I could just reiterate again, if a listener is wondering what to do, visit a local website of a pantry or a food bank. That is the most important piece right now.